zaio de Ludovio fi. If you desire the life to begin,
no more. Just a Amen.
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 Baba wa ati Olorun wa gbe yin ga lopolopo baba loruko Jesu e gba ope wa. A gbe yin ga nitori bipe eyin ni Olorun. A fi gbogbo ope fun yin fun awon nkan ti eyin Olorun ti bere sise lati ana. A gbe yin ga loruko Jesu baba e gba ope wa. A tun ti wa ni bile ni loruko Jesu Oluwa ba wa pade.
Lord, we are here today, encounter us in Jesus' name.
Gege bi ipinu yin Oluwa Oluwa rin ni arin wa.
Lord, work in our midst.
Gbogbo ide loruko Jesu ko jadanu.
Let every bondage be broken in Jesus' name.
Loruko Jesu gbogbo ide to le ti aye yin yo ma ja loruko Jesu.
As you hear the word, every bondage in your mind shall break.
Oro na yo ja ide ninu aye.
The word shall break bondage in your mind. You will be at liberty.
Loruko Jesu e gba itusile.
You will be delivered.
Loruko Jesu e gba itusile.
I pray you be delivered in Jesus' name.
Loruko Jesu e gba itusile.
You will be delivered in Jesus' name.
Loruko Jesu e gba itusile.
You will be delivered in Jesus' name.
Ti o ma gbo oro na aye yin ko ma gba itusile.
As you hear the word, your life shall
na yo ti ma jade mo ni ki aye eyin ko ma gba itusile.
Tori
lati te ko se ni oro ti wa.
Because from the beginning the
Lord. Olorun na si ni oro re.
And God was.
Tori na ti o ti ma gbo oro re ti se Olorun fun ra re.
Listen to the word.
Aye eyin yo ma gba itusile be.
Life shall be delivered.
Gbogbo ide ipode loruko Jesu. Ti o ti ma gbo oro na ko ma tu kuro.
Hear the word it will lose.
Gbogbo ri ide yogun sadan ti le fi di eni kani.
Whatever bondage that Satan has used on
you. Tori pe Jesu wa lati le gba elese la.
Because Jesus came to
loruko Jesu ni loni
here today
gbogbo ide ise satani loruko Jesu ko ma tu
break in Jesus name
die ti ma gboro na mo so tele bi pe ide aye eyin yo ti kuro
the bondages in your life shall break
ide aye eyin yo ti tu kuro
e ti
eni oto patapata ni loruko Jesu Oluwa wa
in Jesus name our Lord
e je ka patewo fun Jesu Oluwa
let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus
amen
amen
ni ekan si akiwakabo sinu isoji ti a pe ni ideja
you are welcome to the program called the snare is broken
gbogbo ifukun olorun ni yo je ti yin loruko Jesus
all the blessings of God shall be yours in Jesus name
leni koko oro olorun ti a ngo ti a fi ba wa soro
today the topic of the message to hear
oni bipo kuro ninu ide ese
freedom from the bondage of sin
ide ese
the bondage of sin
bipo kuro ninu ide ese
freedom from the bondage of sin
bipo kuro ninu ide ese
freedom from the bondage of sin.
Lana abawa soro nipa ide ibode.
Yesterday you have thought about the demonic bondage.
Nene ando nipa ide
ibode. Today you are to listen to the bondage of sin.
Olu duro nipa agbara ifami oloyin oluwa niwaju yin wipe.
I stand before you by the power of the anointing of the Lord.
Ani gbogbo ide bi e ti gboro na loruko Jesu ko ma tu kuro ni.
As you listen to the word every bondage shall break in your life.
Kini a npe ni ide ese.
What is called the bondage of sin?
Ninu iwe inerere ti Johanu.
Gospel according to John.
Mori kejo.
Chapter 8.
Ese kini si kokala.
Verse 1-11.
Oni mo fe ka ibe ni a si ti fi ba wa soro ni irole yi.
I'll read it and that is the reference for tonight's message.
Eyi ti o ka bayi wipe.
Which reads thus.
Jesus si lo si ori oke olifi.
Jesus went unto Mount of Olives.
O si pada si temple ni kutukutu owuro.
And early in the morning they came again into the temple.
Gbogbo awon eniyan si wa
and all the people came unto him and he sat down and touched them and the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery and where they had set her in the midst they said to him master this woman was taken in adultery in the very heart now Moses commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stopped down and with his finger wrote on the ground. And even when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and say to them, he that is without sin among you, let him cast out the first stone. And again he stopped down and wrote on the ground, which when they had been convicted by her own conscience, beginning at the elders even to the last, and Jesus alone was left, and the woman standing in the midst where she was. When Jesus had lifted up himself, said to her, woman, where are those thine accusers? No one hath condemned thee. She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go from this moment, from this moment, and sin no more. Amen. Over your life, the authority of sin no more shall come over you. I said the Lord will command authority of sin no more on you. Freedom from the bondage of sin. In the place I read to your hearing, now we are told the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious people of those days, when Jesus was at the temple, they caught a certain woman. This woman, she was brought before Jesus, and the accusation before her was that this woman was caught in adultery. Adultery is for you to have another wife beside your wife. For you to have a husband and have another husband. Fornication is immorality outside of marriage. Therefore, when it is said that a woman was caught in the place of adultery, that means she had a husband, the same thing a concubine. Now she was caught. Listen. When they say the word has catched one soul, there's no other place where the word can catch other than the place of sin. It is in the place of sin that the word catches. When they can't catch you in the place of sin, they cannot catch you at all. If you are not caught in the place of sin, they cannot catch you at all. Hear about this woman. She was caught in adultery. She was caught in the very act. And now it says that Lord, Moses commanded that this woman should be stoned to death. But what do you say? What do you say about her? Because you said you are with new commandment. What do you say? You want to know your opinion about
Jesus.
Now Jesus answered them and said, Jesus wrote something on the ground. Now they ask him again, that Jesus, Lord, we want you to speak. We have picked up the stone, we want to stone this woman. Everyone standing to accuse you, they will all be put to shame today. I said they shall all be put to shame today. Every spirit that is condemning you, the Lord will condemn them. You prepare to receive your deliverance today. The Lord has no delight in the death of a sinner. The reason is that when a sinner dies in sin, he cannot go back to the place of God. It's like his soul is lost. Therefore, God has no delight in the death of a sinner. God wants the sinner to come to salvation, so that when they get home, he can rest. Sin do drags man to hell. And it is the devil that make provision that man should die in sin. The people who that caught this woman, they said the law of Moses said you should be stoned to death. But now you said unto her that you are with new commandments. What do you say about it? Now Jesus said to them, the one that has never sinned among you, let him cast the first stone. Jesus threw that down again. By the time he raises up his head, all the accusers of this woman, they've all gone. The same thing will happen today. Every of your accusers also shall be put to shame. Jesus rose up again. And she called the woman. He says, where are your accusers? She said, they have gone. Jesus said, I never condemn you. I never condemn you. From this moment onward, go and sin no more. From this moment on, I want you to observe that statement. From this moment on, go and sin no more. Jesus possessed that authority, the power and the authority for the freedom from sin. Jesus is the possessor of that authority. Look at this woman. She was binded by the bondage of sin. Binded by the bondage of sin. And that is the bondage of immorality. She doesn't see men that with her eyes. Whenever she sees men, she doesn't know how to control herself. She will be moving her body. She have done many things. She's never cured. She was still the same. And that was why the word catches her. But when, thank God for solution for her, they took her to the place of Jesus. If he had been taken to the prophet, or maybe to another people, she would have been stoned to death. They will ask her to be brought to justice. But Jesus revealed himself as the Lord and Savior, the one that saves sinners from sin and from every consequences of sin. This woman, it was the sin she committed, the consequence is death. And miserable death, that's a consequence. This woman does not even want to commit the sin. But the bondage upon her was the bondage of sin. The bondage you make her heart to desire something that is evil. And she's looking for solution she could not find. She was brought to Jesus. And the people that brought her to the place of Jesus, they were intending to keep Jesus quiet. That you said you are the Lord. You claim to save. You claim to save from sin. And now we are going to see how you will save this woman. This one was very caught in the real act. She was caught in the act of adultery. Now the law of Moses says she should be stoned. The trap they set for Jesus were two. If he said that she should not be stoned to death, then we said he went against the law of Moses. And if he said that she should stone, she should be stoned, they will say, keep quiet, you claim to say. Keep quiet. Now Jesus said, he knew they were front and back, and also stood in their middle, that the one that has never sinned among you, let him throw the first stone, so that he will be the witness. Anyone that has never sinned among you, but their conscience bited them, their conscience flogged them, no one could stand every one of them free. Now Jesus confronted the woman and said, I want you to consider that statement. I do not condemn you here. As from this moment, go and sin no more. That means, go you will not be able to make that sin again. You will not be able to do that sin again. That means Jesus delivered her.
Daddy
and mom, brothers and sisters, the kind of the second bondage by which the devil binds is the bondage of sin. The bondage of sin, it does not mean you are, maybe you are literate. It does not deal with maybe you are rich or not. It does not care about any complexion you have. The first bondage is the bondage of possession. I told you that demonic bondage is where you are possessed with evil spirits, by which you are made his minister and his ambassador. But this bondage of sin, it is part of the bondages by which the devil binds. That is the second section. The bondage of sin. In this you will go against yourself. You will also go against another people. And also to go against your creator. And that was the reason why the Bible explained the meaning of sin. 1 John 3 verse 8. Sin is disobeying the ordinances of God. 1 John 5 17. Sin is lawlessness. Proverbs chapter 22:24, verse 9. Every foolish thought are sin. That is vain thoughts. Romans 14:23. It says, anything that does not come from faith is sin. Every good thought in the life of men are sin. Genesis chapter 6 verse 5. Every evil thought in men, they are sin. And devil is the originator of sin. The one being binded by the bondage of sin, it always pleases him to sin. And sin will drag you by that bondage to sin. Anyone being binded by sin, brothers and sisters, there is no effort and wisdom of your own by which you can save yourself. Anyone that is being binded by sin, the devil is the enemy of men, and you cannot pacify him, because he's in the enmity of jealousy with men. The bondage of evil possession, when he's unable to bind you by evil possession, he will bind you by sin. Anyone being binded by the bondage of sin, it will make you go against yourself. You will be going contrary to another people. You will even be going against your creator. You will be doing something evil and even rejoice in it. Jesus the Lord alone is the one that saves. Jesus alone is the one that delivers from the bondage of sin. Your efforts, your mightiness, your wisdom is not capable to deliver you. A case study is the woman I gave to you. She also wants to be free from the bondage of immorality. But the bondage upon her denied her to be free. And for better understanding of this message, I will talk to you under 3 points. And as I'm disseminating the message, the Lord will pass through your life for deliverance. Point one. Explanation about the bondage of sin and its category. Explanation of the bondages of sin and its category. Point two. The ways of the appearances of the bondages of sin and its examples. ways by which bondages of sin appear and its examples. You are here, and because of this bondage, your glory has been taken away, you will be delivered. You have been condemned to stagnation. Tonight you'll be free and be delivered. Hear the word of the Lord. I'm telling you what is going to happen in point two. Ways by which the bondages of sin appears and its example. Point three. The secret of deliverance from the bondage of sin. May the Lord bless you as you listen to the word. Under point one. Explanation of the bondage of sin and its category. Explanation of the bondage of sin and its category. Like I told you in my introduction, devil is the originator of sin. God does not create man to sin. God does not create us with sin. The devil pushes man into the pit of sin. And the focus by which he pushes us into sin is that so that he will suffer us, so that he will destroy things on
us.
Every focus of the devil over your life will nullify today. God among brothers and sisters, bondage of sin is the message you are delivering. The bondage of sin, the very place sin comes from. We are being told that it came from the devil. The devil is the originator of sin. Jesus makes us to understand the gospel according to John chapter 8, verse 44, that devil is the father of all liars. Because there's no truth in him from the beginning, he's a liar from the beginning. He's the originator of sin. Also, 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. We are made to understand that from the beginning the devil has sinned. Therefore, anyone that sins is of the devil. And the devil pushes man to sin so that he will steal things from you, so that he will kill and to destroy down to hell. But every intention of the devil over your life, as it pleases the Lord that you live to this administration, the focus of the devil over your life today is nullified in Jesus' name. I said it is nullified. I'm explaining to you. The devil pushes man to sin. And the reason why he does that is to destroy the plan of God for your life. Look up here. There is no one God created in emptiness. God created every one of us with glory. He created every one of us with talent. He created treasures in us. Now when the devil is to walk in man's life, he will push you into sin. And by sin, he will steal up the glory. By sin, he will steal away treasure. Many people will have been exalted, but because of sinfulness, he was depreciated. These are the focus of the devil. He plans to steal. He plans to kill. God does not desire that many die at a younger age. But in the place of drunkenness, smoking in their hemp and smoking cigarettes, that was where asthma was infected on him because the devil already wants to kill him. In the place of immorality, he was infected. Because the focus of the devil is to kill him. It was the place she was fighting, problem came in. Because the focus of the devil is to kill her. That among brothers and sisters, these are the intentions of the devil for us to These are the intentions of the devil that makes him to make us. And there is no little sin. Every sin has their precautions. Every sin has their precautions. Since the time of the fall of the devil, he had planned that he would make every man to fall. And the devil always makes use of three categories of ways to make man sin. The number one way, sin through the lust of the flesh. Sin through the lust of the flesh. Sin through the lust of the flesh. When we say through the lust of the flesh, that means the things that your flesh desires. The things that pleases the body, but they are evil. Since man has fed on the fruit in the Garden of Eden, our body has become the one that thirsts for sin. God does not create the flesh that desires sin, but since our forefather has eaten the fruit, the sin makes our body to become the one that desires sin. Now when the devil wants to make you to sin, he will push you the flesh. It will push you sin. The body will desire you to go and do that. Or the sin that are under the loss of the flesh, immorality, fornication. This will come up between an unmarried boy and girl. He said, come spend weekend in my house. He said, we are dating ourselves. That is fornication. You will not be able to control his body. That is called fornication. His body will push in. The number two sin under that, that is adultery. Listen to what I'm saying. When the sale fornication. Fornication is intercourse without marriage. Intercourse without marriage. They say you must be pregnant before we have our engagement and introduction. That is called immorality. That is called immorality. You don't go to the market. You cannot get to a shop and take the thing without asking for the price. Even if you tell the seller, that please, I'll buy in debt and I'll pay next week. That means they are concluded. But for you just to get there and take it, that means you are a thief. The same thing, a boy that sees a lady and then takes her in and says until you get pregnant, till you come to your parents. No one does that. It's not in the doctrine of God. It is the devil that brings that so that it will destroy one's life. The same thing called adultery.
This
rampant between the married men and women. When you are having intercourse with another person that is not your legal wife or husband, that's adultery. You can give many excuses, but God will not give that excuses. The devil do deceive to do that. Another thing under that is gluttony. Gluttony. That is eating without care. Eating above measure. Drunkenness. Drunkenness. Or drinking evil things. Whatever name of the alcohol. There is no alcohol being made with lime. Any kind of alcohol you are drinking,
that
that is being prepared with something intoxication. These are the sins under the lust of the flesh. The number two subheading. The number two category of sin that the devil pushes to. You sin through the lust of your heart. These are the things that your heart desires. Something like anger. Something like annoyance. Something like envy. Negative words. Fighting. Pride. Arrogance. Selfishness. Foolishness. Evil eyes. Jealousy. All these things I mentioned, they are the bondages of the lust of the heart. The number three categories of the bondage. The number three, that is the bondage of the lust of the high. This happens in when you are not satisfied. Covetousness that leads to stealing. Unsatisfaction. Stealing. Stealing is taking things that does not belong to you. Taking things you are not authorized to take. It is called stealing. And there is no little stealing. Either you steal indoor or house door, anywhere you steal. Whatever that you take that is not yours, and the owner does not authorize you to take it. Before God, you are a thief. And the bondage by which the devil will bind for you to do that is the bondage of the lust of the high. Under that is the love of money, which make people to go into ritual with their husband and wife and children, which make people to go into ritual, we make them to go into cyber crime, we make them to go into frauding. These are the three categories. When we say sin, sin is in three categories. Every sin is under the canopy of this category. The lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of the high. These are the three categories by which the devil binds with the bondage of sin. We will do it according to how I've explained, to destroy the covenant of God upon men. All the covenants of God the devil has manipulated in your life, the Lord will reform them. He does so that he will steal away the things God has deposited in your life. Many young boys will have been exalted because of immorality is still there. God created young men and ladies like the eagle. Like the eagle. There is no height the eagle cannot reach. But once he went into sinfulness, he thought sin is a fashion. The devil by that sin took away her wings. Now she became a hen. She became a hen. How can a hen fly? Can it fly upward? If it flies a little, just to an extent. When it flies, it must not fly beyond its extent. But the eagle, it will fly upward. It can fly many kilometers even far Abuja without tiredness, without weariness. That's how God created many people. But when he has went into sinfulness, the devil has taken away the wings from him. Listen to this, as my Lord lead out and so leaves. If you can say amen wherever you are, with faith and opening of your heart, the wings of your heart that the devil has taken away, I pray they will be restored in Jesus' name. We've seen it. The devil took away the wings of Samson. The hair of his glory was taken away. But when he turned towards the Lord, through the loss of the flesh, the devil took away the hair of glory and hair of power. But when he changed, the hair grew again. Yours also will grow again in Jesus' name. I said, yours also will grow. The devil pushes and binds by sin so that you will miss heaven. The devil binds with sin so that it will destroy the healthiness in your body. Many people that smoke cigarettes, now he's coughing. Now he's having chest pain. Now he has diabetes. Many young ladies that have been better has no healthiness in her body again. She has been bleaching, her body is depreciating gradually. The devil will say that is fashion. She's very fat before. She has her body before. But now that she's bleaching, that she's drying gradually, that makes her to be getting lean. I said, every prank of the devil by your life shall be destroyed today. Every prank of the devil by your life is destroyed today. The devil binds with the bondage of sin, so that it will destroy the healthiness of your body, so that it will destroy the strength in your body. Many could have prospered, but because of the sin, the reason why men does not prosper again, that he does not have contrast again, it was by the sin he went into. And the devil binded him with the bondage of sin. So that he will attack himself. So that he will attack another person. Look at the people that are stealing. He steals another man's property. That among brothers and sisters. Look at the people into cyber crime. Look at the people that are into fraudster. There are terrible sins that destroy one's later hand. There are terrible sins that destroy one's glory. And it is the devil that binds with that. When they bind them, they will not have the zeal to walk again. They will not be impressed to walk with their whole ends again. They will think, for how many years will I gather the money if I walk with my hand? These are the pits the devil has dropped before them. But today, as you have the opportunity to listen to this word, that bondage the devil bind on you shall break in Jesus' name. Because of the time I check on point two, these are the ways by which the bondage of the devil manifests and its examples. By when the bondage of sin appear, when you are binded by the bondage of sin, look at every one of us now. Who is with bondage here? There is no one that is binded here. And you will not be binded in Jesus' name. But when we say the bondage of sin, I'm restating. My emphasis is that it's not the bondage that is visible. But when devil binds you with sin, he will make you to have a contrary emotion that you'll not be able to control. The reason is this. You'll be having negative feeling and emotion for you not to control yourself again. Unless you go do that thing. I want you to check up here. Look at the people selling alcohol. As worse as this country and this nation, the one selling rice, we advertise rice. That one selling cloth, we hot cloth. The people selling alcohol, we never advertise it. Will they put it on their head and say, come and buy? They are in the hidden places. But the one that has been binded with that bondage, At the evening time like this, the bondage will drag him. Will drag him to that very place. Will drag him there. By himself, he will walk there. Some fathers have a very beautiful home. But you at the gutter side, they will be saying they are enjoying themselves because they were binded with the bondage of sin. At the gutter side, that is on the roadside like this, they were at the roadway now. They say they are enjoying themselves. All the money they have got since morning, they will spend there. When it is about 11:30 at night, they will go back home because bondage. Bondage is on them. That bondage will drag them there. Now when we're having a negative emotional feeling, the emotional feeling that we cannot control and call, listen to what I'm saying. Whatever that you call yourself, whatever the name you are called, but when these signs are seen, you don't deceive yourself, you are binded by the bondage of sin. When you are having negative emotional feeling that you cannot control, the emotional feeling that you cannot control, that thing is pushing you, that steal that handphone until you steal it. Until you steal it before you can get back to your senses, you cannot even get to your senses again. What happened is that you are into bondage. You have the heart to get another, so you'll fight. That is bondage. The bondage of sin. When you cannot control your own self, you can't control annoyance. When there is annoyance, will destroy things. You will speak negatively. What happened is that you are into bondage, and that bondage is the bondage of sin. When you desire something that is negative, your heart desires something that is negative. Your body desires something that is negative. That means you are with the bondage of sin. The woman that was caught in adultery, she also got up from a matrimonial home and she went to another place. She also wants to be free, but she doesn't know something controlling her. She will always go there. She will always go there. And the people that want to kill her are already spying her. Now they cut her. They cut her. Whatever you will do for the world to catch you, you will not do that again. When you are binded with the bondage of sin, you will see sin as fashion. It will make you see sin as something good. You will see sin as something honorary. When you see the man smoking, you will even think the thing is sweet. It's as if he's licking sweet. He's not in his right senses, he's in the bondage. When one is in the bondage of sin, he will do bad things and still be proud of it. He will handle his two fingers like this, and he will try to squeeze his mouth. He will make his mouth in a whole form and raise up his mouth and begin to pour out the flame. The people in right sense will cry and say, this one is a problem. But himself, he will be proud of it. He will be proud of it because he's in the bondage of sin. He's in the bondage of sin. Bondage. I'm speaking about the bondage of sin. I'm explaining the bondage of sin. When one is in bondage, you can be drinking alcohol and still be proud of it. You will say, you cannot drink more than I do. You cannot drink more than I do. That is addicted to drunkenness. The one you will drink one bottle and fall down. If he drinks eight packets, that is in the bondage. It's in the bondage of sin. It's in the bondage of sin. Listen. The one that put on the cloth that doesn't get dirty easier, and the one that put on cloth that gets dirty easier. Dirtiness is bad on both. The one that keeps dirtiness is by the time they wash that they will know. The same thing, the issue of the man that says he can drink and not feel intoxicated. At the time you got to know that it's a problem. What am I explaining? The ways by which the bondage of sin appears in one's life. When you are binded by sin, a younger boy, he will tell his colleagues, he said she has four girlfriends. That she has four girlfriends. Four girlfriends is what she has. He said she has two, four.
Hallelujah.
That means she does not regard it as sin. She thought it was fashion. And that was what depreciated him. That was why the young man never prospers again. All his treasures of prosperity has been sold out. And Yoluwa. Shout hallelujah. The same thing, some sisters as well. She said, I have four boyfriends. I have four boyfriends. A certain man told us, he said some kidnappers were arrested. And why were they arrested? They stole a particular lady. When she was kidnapped, she was taken to their den. They have robbed her with something on her body. She never got her sense. When she got to the place, she's to be used. The one that is to do that thing, say, why have you kidnapped her? They said this one has nothing on her. She's empty. That all her glory has been taken away. She's just walking. That go return, now this one is useless. Now she's in fashion. The earrings on her hair is as bigger as the tire of a tricycle. The earring on her hair as bigger as the tire. And her glory has been taken away. She's empty. The man said, take her back to where you take her. And the place where she was, as she was dropped, people arrested them. Now they say they should take her back to her position. She had already killed herself before she was kidnapped. By what does she kill herself? By sin. Sin. Maybe you are there with your boyfriend. That means you are in the bondage of sin. And the reason is that you want to destroy something on you. I'm speaking to you. When you view sin as fashion, you view sin as guy. You view sin as something rightful. You view sin as something appropriate. You view sin as something in vogue. Say, pastor, keep shut your mouth there. That is what is in vogue. That is what is in vogue. You never knew the world is passing away with their love. And all those people doing the will of the God shall perish in the world. I for my own, I will not go with the world. I said I will not go with the world. So that you also will not go with the world. Because the world is perishing downward with their Lord. And that was the reason why God made you to listen to this ministration. The bondage of sin. The bondage of sin. When your heart desires constantly into sickness, don't deceive yourself. Do not deceive yourself. When your heart is desiring constantly into sin, that means you are binded. You are into gambling, lotto, sports betting, naira bet, bet Niger, and things like that. When you are doing things like that, You go there by yourself. By yourself, you go there. That means you're having salary. You never know the devil is deceiving you. That means the bondage is on you. The bondage of sin. The bondage of sin. The bondage of sin. When your heart desires love, your heart desiring constantly in the Lord, you are seeing sin as promo. That wow, this is a young lady that came to you. This one is locked. You never knew when you draw it, it will tear your mouth apart. God among brothers and sisters, I'm speaking to you. As the Spirit of the Lord is leading us, when you see sin as promo, you view sin as joyful things, you see sin as fashion, you see sin as something normal. That means you are in bondage. When you cannot breathe your tongue and control yourself, until you do that something evil. And when you do it, you come back to your normal senses. That means you are into bondage. You are into bondage. That when you have not been it, you will not be in your normal sense. A man says until you do something in him, if he has not fulfilled that will, that he will not be settled with him. He never knew he's in bondage, he's even proud of it. He was in bondage. He's in bondage. You can be a church goer. Even one can be preaching like I'm preaching. Every one of us must choke up our life. That's why we came here. You can be a pastor, minister, usher, evangelist. You can be the mother in the church or whatever. If this thing is in your life, it is bondage. You must seek for solution. The bondage is the one that binded the woman I gave to you as example. It was by this bondage that the enemy catches. This is why the enemy, the sin, and the world catches. The very place the world catches is the place of sin. When you cannot bridle your tongue and control yourself, until you do that evil thing that your flesh desires, that uncontrollable emotional feeling you are having is the bondage of sin. That uncontrolled annoyance until you speak something bad, that is bondage of sin. That among brothers and sisters. Now what are the secrets for solution? I check on the last point. I call the secrets for solution. The secret. This woman caught in bondage. How was she delivered? What was the secret? You can ask me that, Pastor. What was the secret that made Jesus say, go and sin no more? What I'm seeing, I want you to see. The statement that Jesus uttered. No other man could utter that. That you, this woman, go as from this moment and sin no more. Jesus revealed this personality. That means Jesus is the one that saves from sin. He's the one that saves from the consequences of sin. You that you're in the bondages of sin. Jesus saves. You are under the suffering of sin. Jesus is the one that says. The reason why this woman got her love was that her accusers brought her to the place of Jesus. Any problem that brings you to the place of Jesus is ready to be resolved. It is a problem by which God wants to save you. That among brothers and sisters, it is by this bondage of sin that the devil destroys the entire world. The devil does not recognize anyone. He does not recognize anyone. Unless the one that can diligently understand this
secret.
Why did Jesus say, go and sin no more? These are the things. This woman, if you are following me, as she was caught, they spied her to the place. As she was arrested, they grabbed her that you are immoral. We have been looking for you since. You are the one disturbing another man's home. As she was caught, she was taken to the place of Jesus. She never uttered anything. She didn't do what? She said nothing. She uttered nothing. She never said anything. Which implies that as she was brought to the place of Jesus, and now she was saying that, Lord Jesus, look at this woman. She's a sinner. We caught her in the place of sinfulness. The place she was sinning, that was where we caught her. They're in the very real heart. In the place she was in the immorality, we caught her. What do you say about it? What is your opinion about it? Jesus was looking at them. He wanted to see what the woman also will do. But very amazing, the woman never said anything. As they were accusing her with all offenses, she had mouth but they never said anything. And now she says that this is a stone. Moses said we should stone anyone like that. Every condemnation of sin over your life today shall be discarded. Every condemnation of sin shall be stamped upon. Say today the bondage of me shall be delivered. I can never hear your voice. Say the bondage of me shall lose today. I want you to repeat it because Jesus is at your side. Say the bondage of me shall lose today in Jesus' name. These are the secrets. Now that you have come to the place of Jesus, this woman also was brought to the place of Jesus. But the reason why she was delivered was this: she never uttered any statement. She speaks by keeping silent. That law, nothing more to say. What they say I do, I did. A speechlessness. She was speaking to Jesus. What they alleged me to have done, I did. And I didn't even want to do it. It was flesh that instigates me, and I cannot save myself. If you can save me, come to my rescue. The very time a sinner admits himself as a sinner. If you know that there's nothing in you by which you can save yourself, and now you can tell Jesus like that, that Lord, I'm a sinner. I am a sinner. I've sinned myself. And even I don't want to sin again, but I have no power of my own. They said that the one that saved, Lord, save me. Listen to me. The reason why many of us go to church is because of the suffering on us, not because of the bad attitude on us. The one that comes to the place of Jesus, anyone that comes to Jesus, because of the sin that he perpetrates, if you become sorrowful for you, then those are the people that God saves.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Listen to me. Some people are selling alcohol, and now she's no more having sales. She now comes to church. She said, Lord, let me prosper. The Lord will say, what are you saying? A prostitute. She never prospered again. Now she comes to the church. She said she wants to be having good sales. What kind of prosperity is that? Tell me. Look at this woman. The secret by which Jesus delivered her. When every other accusers were alleging her terribly, this woman herself said nothing. Now she undo the work of Jesus to say. That was what Jesus became our lawyer. That was what Jesus said. Let the one that never sinned cast the first stone. And every one of them went their way. All the problems that stood by your side. Every problem that stood by you because your father or that mother. As you listen to this word, that problem will vanish away from your life. I will make it to rise up sooner. I shall be free tonight. I shall be free in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because the woman I gave you as an instance was free, and the secret of her deliverance, she admitted that she was a sinner. She admitted her wrongdoing. She admitted that she cannot save herself. And now she consulted Jesus by her word. Jesus now became a good person. Who among you is ready like that can realize herself? Who is ready and you knew that you cannot save yourself? Who believes that Jesus can save
you?
Who believes that Jesus can save you?
Amen.
Amen. Listen to this. They want to stone her to death. At this very place today, all the plan of the enemy over your life shall be discarded. As it pleases God that you listen to this word, everyone that is receiving plan on him, all the plan will roll away today.
Mommy, daddy,
mother, father, brother, and sister. There is still hope for you. There is still hope for you. Maybe by your immorality, your glory has been taken away. Your strength and the healthiness in your body has been taken away. In Jesus, there is hope for you. As you have come to the place of Jesus, if you can realize yourself as a sinner, if you can confess yourself, if you can admit that you cannot save yourself, if you can consult Jesus by your healing, Jesus is the spokesman of men. Jesus is the spokesman for all people. She was a counselor for this woman. And a lawyer cannot counsel for you unless you go you will go to the lawyer. If you want a lawyer to be your counsel, you will go to him. And you will not tell him any lie, you will tell him the exact truth. Now he will come up to your rescue. Jesus is the lawyer of every man. He is the counsel for every man. If you want him to counsel on your behalf, now you come to him. You will say you cannot save yourself. As the criminal cannot rescue himself from the court of law, a sinner cannot rescue himself from the judgment of God. But Jesus Christ is the one that saves. This is the secret for deliverance. If you have not admitted that your sinfulness, if you still enjoy that sin and you are not ready to forsake it, possibly the Lord will be looking at you. But when you are ready, you knew what you are doing is wrong, and it is becoming sort of in your heart, and you are ready to forsake it. And now you come to him, he is ready to save you. This woman, Jesus did for her two things. Jesus disposed the plan of the enemy to kill her miserably. Number two, Jesus broke the bondage that binded her to immorality. That bondage for her to be uncontrollable. Jesus broke that bondage. Jesus that did yesterday is still alive to this very time. Are you also ready to consult him? Rise up to your feet. Rise up to your feet. You are here, you still. You are here, you are hearing this word, you have many wickedness on you. When you have your money is to gamble. When you have your money is to go to beer parlor. When you have your money is to for immorality. The Lord Jesus of Nazareth wants to save you. Can can you consult him now? Raise your hand and call upon him. He says, Jesus, Lord, I bring my life to you. I realize myself that I cannot save myself. Wholeheartedly, deliberately. God save me. God save me.
Open
your eyes all upon him. Say it.
Where?
Say it. Lord. Save my life. Save my life. Save my life. Save my life. Save my life.
We
say it.
Shaku Oluwa.
Father Lord.
Emile.
Where am I?
Emile.
Where am I?
I've
realized myself. I've realized myself.
I've
seen that I cannot save myself.
Shaku Oluwa.
Say Lord. I am tired of getting the
sinner.
I am fed up of sinning. I am fed up of being something evil. Say, Lord, I want to be free. 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 Say, Lord. Lord Jesus, I want to be free. Lord Jesus, I want to be free. Jesus, I want to be free. Jesus, I want to be free. I'm fed up of sinning. Raise up your hands. Say, Lord, I'm fed up of living the life of sinfulness. I bring my life unto you. God save me. I want to be free. God save me. I want to be free. He saves. He says, he says, he says, Lord, he's a savior. Now cleave unto him. Cleave unto him. He's before you now. Say, Lord, I give my life unto you. Lord, save me. I don't want to sin again. I don't want to sin again. I don't want to sin again. In Jesus' name, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. When you don't put an end to sin, you cannot put an end to your problem. That is what the secret the world does not understand. Anywhere there is sin, importantly, problem will be there. Anywhere there is sin, problem will always be rampant. If you want your problem to be resolved, you had better be free from sin. The savior that saves from sin is Jesus. Don't say I'm troubling you. The hand I'm asking you to raise up, it symbolizes something spiritually. It is so to say Jesus. Maybe you are into grief, annoyance. You are always angry. You are into God. You steal. For righteousness, maybe morality, raise your hands and tell the Lord, Lord, save me. Just call upon him. Say, Jesus, here is what I am. Lord, save me. Lord, save me. Open your mouth and pray.
We
say it.
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 Oluwa,
Lord,
Dami,
save me.
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 Shoro,
say it.
Oluwa,
say Lord, save me. The Lord here is what I have. I'm fed up of sinning. I'm fed up of committing sin. Lord, save me.
Here
I am. Say it. Lord, save me.
Say
it to him that Jesus
saved
my life. I give my life to you. I don't want to sin again. God save me. For in Jesus' name our Lord. Baba.
Jesus Mosa Dio.
Jesus Mosa Dio.
Eni to to ni da lo gani.
Eni to to ni ga lo gani.
Jesus da mi omode.
Jesus da mi omode.
Da mi baba.
Gba mi o baba.
Baba.
Jesus mo sa di o. Eni to to ni gba lo ngba ni. Jesus gba mi o mo de.
Da mi baba.
Gba mi o baba. Jesus gba mi omode.
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 Amen.
Amen.
You
call upon the name of Jesus. Don't look at any other person. Look upon Jesus. The Lord. Every bondage of sin that binded my life. Every bondage of sin that I used to bind me. Lord, that is destroying things of me. Holy Spirit, scatter away today. You raise up the bondage of sin upon me. Break in the name of Jesus. Because I've come to the place of Jesus. Every bondage of sin that bind my life. Break in Jesus' name. Every bondage of sin on me. Pray. Break in the name of Jesus. Pray. Say it. Say it. When the bondage of sin is broken, the bondage of problem will break. Every bondage of drunkenness. Every bondage of sin. Bondage of sin that bind my life. Break in Jesus' name. Call upon me.
If I
say not, I better. I expose my life to Jesus. Say it. Bondage of anger. Bondage of immorality. Bondage of sin that bind me. Onward from my mother. Say it. Pray. Bondage of sin. That bind my life. Break. Break. Every bondage of covetousness. Bondage of stealing. Bondage of immorality. Bondage of sin. Break away from my body. Break away from my body. Break away from my life. Say, I give my life to the Lord. Bondage of sin that bind me. Bondage of sin upon my life. Pray. Expose your life to Him. Expose your life to Jesus.
No.
Say every bondage. Bondage of sin that bind my life. Every bondage of sin. Every bondage of covetousness. Every bondage of stealing. Every bondage of drunkenness. Every bondage of disobedience. Every bondage of fornication. Bondage of adultery. Break away from my body. Every bondage of anger. Bondage of hypocrisy. Every bondage of sin. Now say it. In the name of Jesus. Pray for my body.
No.
As you are saying it.
Raise your hands.
Raise your legs. Say it. When you are saying it,
those
authority will confirm it.
Jesus
said to the woman, he said, go. Last from this moment,
you
will know the word of power and authority. He
said
that from this moment, as from this moment, go and sin no more. Jesus is the only one that can say that. Now say it for yourself. Because I believe the one that is capable of it. Because I believe the one that is capable of it. I believe the one that is capable of it. Bondage of sin on my life. Break away.
By fire.
Say no. Bondage of sin upon my life. Pray. Catch fire! Catch fire! Catch fire!
Oh yeah, Jackulo!
Break!
By fire, by fire!
Never say not, Yadara!
Oh yeah, Mata!
No, no, break, break, break!
Oh yeah, Mata!
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 Break! Every bondage of
sin.
In the name of Jesus.
Break
away from my body. You are stealing. Every bondage of covetousness. Break away. Every bondage that bind me. That make me to be doing evil things. Break away in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Benny. Jesus is the one with power and authority. He's the one that makes God give liberty. Away from the power, mightiness, and consequence of sin. In the name of Jesus. Every bondage of sin. Bondage that bind my life. That make me to be committing sin. Bondage that bind my life. That make me to be doing something contrary. Pray! Bondage that bind your life. That break. Bondage that make you to gamble. In the name of Jesus. Break away in Jesus' name. Now raise your hand. Raise your leg. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it.
Oh yeah!
Say it!
Oh yeah!
Now say it! This is the very time and half. Every bondage of sin. That does not make me control myself. Bondage of sin causing immorality. Now break from my life in Jesus' name. Jesus has saved me. Break away from my body. Now say it. Bondage of sin that bind me. Through the Father that begot me. Bondage of sin upon my life. Through the generation by which I come from. Bondage of sin from my mother's womb. Pray. 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 Bondage to sin. Every bondage to sin. As it is breaking the load of sin, your problem will be running away. Every bondage of sin. Every load of sin. The bondage of sin. The judgment of sin. I come to Calvary. Break away.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name, our Lord. This is the last time. It's not a joke. Say, I come to Calvary. I come to the place where Jesus died on the tree. I bring my life to Calvary. Bondage of sin. Spirit of sin. Suffering of sin. Judgment of sin. Condemnation of sin.
be removed from my head. Live my life. I become, come to Calvary today. I come to Calvary by faith. Bondage and spirit of sin. Suffering of sin. In my life. Now, open your mouth and say it.
Say it. Shut up. Say it. Keep saying it.
Oh yama we.
Keep saying it.
Oh yama we.
Keep saying it.
Every bondage of sin.
Every bondage of sin.
Every
bondage of sin. Every load of sin. I come to Calvary today. I bring my life to Calvary. Now break away from
me.
Be removed away from my life. In the name of Jesus.
Break away.
Every bondage of sin. Every load of sin. Every condemnation of sin. Every suffering of sin. I come to Calvary. I come to the place Jesus make himself a sacrifice for me. I come to the place Jesus make his protection for me.
Now
bondage of sin break away from me.
Load
of sin be removed from my body. Load of sin be removed from my head. Condemnation of sin be removed from me. Now be removed.
Oh,
in Jesus' name, our Lord. Stand on your feet. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. In the name of the Lord for whom I preach to you. I say, every bondage of sin in the life of
Jesus, you
pray. Pray.
Lord,
of sin be removed.
Lord,
of Your problem is resolved today. Every condemnation of sin is being brought down. You are delivered. Go. You will not be able to sin again. You know you do something bad again. You are free. For in Jesus' name, our Lord.